You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Mike, and you are listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network, where tonight I'm going to reminisce just a little bit. Now, back in the early days of my career, there really wasn't anything for a mobile DJ. Now, we're talking the 1980s, so yeah, I know I'm old. And as my career started to really ramp up, I craved knowledge. I craved training. I wanted to expand all my talents, but there really wasn't anything to do that with. And then one day, I was on vacation, and I saw an actual DJ store. This was down in Florida at a place called, the DJ Store in Fort Lauderdale, if anybody remembers. I went inside. There was tons of lighting. There was tons of gear, and it was really cool. My jaw hit the ground, and I was really excited, but even more excited to see a magazine just for DJs, and it was called DJ Times. Trust me, this blew my mind, and the year was 1991. I loved having a magazine made just for DJs, so of course I got a subscription. DJ Times was really cool, but it was heavy in favor of club DJs, and maybe just a little bit of mobile business thrown in there for good measure. I really wanted a magazine just for a mobile DJ, and my wish came true when we got to the mid-90s with the launch of Mobile Beat Magazine. Started by Robert Lindquist and Michael Bonaccorso, the magazine focused exclusively on the mobile DJ and the mobile DJ lifestyle. It was really tailored towards me, and I loved it. It became my go-to magazine, and I benefited tremendously along with my business and career. It was several years later that Mobile Beat Magazine opened up their own trade show that would be the alternative to DJ Times DJ Expo held in Atlantic City. Mobile Beat decided to go out west, and so, of course, they picked Las Vegas, Sin City, as the home for their show, and it became legendary. Let's now fast forward to 2006, and Mobile Beat was sold to ProDJ.com proprietor Ryan Berger, who promised to bring the show to another level, and he did that. Ryan took over the magazine as well, and everything was working just fine until 2020 happened, and then everything changed. Ryan made the difficult decision to close up shop and sell the trade show to Photobooth Expo founder Rob Savickas. Rob would take over the trade show and combine it with his Photobooth Expo into what is today known as the Mobile Entertainment Expo, or MEX. But that did not account for the magazine. The magazine went bye-bye, and in fact, we went many years without a trade magazine for DJs. But that changes as of now. Today on the podcast, I speak with Jason Walsh, who will be heading up the revitalization of Mobile Beat Magazine in print form, not internet, print. Jason's going to tell you all about it, and I'm really excited to have him make this announcement as part of my podcast. The beat goes on today on the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network. Okay, on the Zoom line, I have Jason Walsh. Jason, he does a lot of things, but today the hat that he wears is of Mobile Beat Magazine producer, editor. What is your title, Jason? Exactly.
Editor in chief. I'm jack of all trades and master of none. But I'm the editor in chief of the all new Mobile Beat Magazine. It is coming back. It was teased a little bit last year at MEX PVX, but this year it is finally coming to light, and we've got a great cast of characters, I would say, to help us out with it.
Yeah, so the exciting thing here, and I mentioned this in the monologue, that Mobile Beat used to be my favorite magazine. I just loved it. And then when Ryan Berger decided to close up shop and he sold the ownership of the expo to the actual trade show over to Rob Savickas from Photobooth Expo, and they combined, they didn't actually take over the magazine and reprint it. So it's been dormant for a while, and we haven't had that. And other industry magazines are going online. So this is going to be exciting. This is going to be print.
Correct. Yeah. So this is definitely, it's going to be the magazine of record for the mobile DJ industry, as well as we're going to incorporate, because Rob has PBX, we're going to incorporate some of the Photobooth blogs and stories and insight and gear. So into our gear reviews, definitely keeping the top 200. Everyone's asking, is the top 200 coming back? So definitely that is coming back. As well as a couple other fun activities, some contests, some shout outs. You can actually give a shout out to your DJs that work for you, just like Billboard used to do. They still do it a little bit, but it's something I've always, when I read Billboard, I was like, hey, why aren't we congratulating folks within our industry for 10, 15, 25 years in the industry?
One thing the old Mobile Beat used to do that I loved is they would always feature a DJ every month, and they would go and interview the DJ and pictures about them and their career. Any plans for the featured DJ of the month in return?
Yes, we are definitely having DJ of the month. Mike Cordero is bringing back the profiles. So Pro, capital P-R-O, profiles. And we are going to be interviewing, and this is going to be, it's six issues a year. So it's every other month. It's going to be the opposite months of Pro Mobile. So Pro Mobile in the UK is our partner magazine. We're going to be sharing some content, but we're actually going to be printing in the UK as well. So the guys over there, Peter and Steve, I've been working with them for the last year plus, along with Rob, and really just hammering down the logistics of how this is all going to happen. It's hard to go print. It's hard to go from zero to print also, even harder, and especially when you're going to be printing in a different country across the pond. So, you know, definitely looking forward to it and wanting to get all the ducks in a row. You know, it's been almost 3 years. So some folks new to the industry have no idea, you know, about Mobile Beat. But, you know, right now the website is almost quasi, it's live, right? So the back issues are up there. You can actually purchase back issues. We are starting to roll out subscriptions. We've got a special deal for your listeners. DJIS is the code. It can save you $10 on the subscription, either a regular subscription or a pro subscription. We've got pro subscriptions that get you into the old content. So you can access all the back issues, over almost 200 issues, and some extra benefits that our advertisers are going to kick in.
Imagine that, 200 issues. A lot of the new DJs that just got started in the last 5 years have no idea about the history of this, but it really was a career-changing thing, especially for me, because when I started in the 80s, there was nothing. There was nothing. There were no magazines for DJs or trade shows. They all kind of came in the 1990s. But I remember the magazine was a lot thicker in the earlier days. It got thinner as we went along. Do you have an idea as far as the size of the magazine in print?
Yeah, we definitely want to keep everything to the almost the same exact specs as Pro Mobile. It's 100 pages. It's a smaller format, so the look and feel is going to be different. I know people that have collected Mobile Beats over the years. I had a large stack of Mobile Beat magazines, probably a good 80 or 90 of them. Went to a lot of the shows in Vegas. And, you know, when I saw the Pro Mobile product, and they actually had some copies last year at MEX, it's, if I can explain it right, it's bigger than the TV Guide. That's going to age me. I'm 46. Bigger than the TV Guide, smaller than your normal magazine, 8.5 by 11. But it is really convenient size. It's great for, you take it to the beach, you take it to the pool, you get off the screens and you can actually hold something in your hand once again, get some mail that's not junk mail or bills, and really looking forward to, you know, getting these in your mailbox. But there's a digital copy too. So for folks that are, you know, all digital, can't stand, you know, print things, you get both, right? So you can opt out of the print. You want to save a tree. We are using all recycled products, but if you want to not have it delivered, you know, you can do that as well. Same price.
When you brought up TV Guide, that really freaked me out right there. So I want to have you repeat for me one more time to the listeners exactly how they can get a subscription set up.
Sure. So mobilebeat.com, and you can go to the subscribe button up the top right-hand corner. You can subscribe to the regular six issues for a year for $39. Save $10 when you use DJIS. And you can actually try a copy for free. So we do plan on launching this spring. June is the first magazine issue. But you can say, well, I'm going to try before I buy, right? So mobilebeat.com/free, F-R-E-E, will get you the first copy free so you can check it out and see if you like it.
Sounds great. And my last question for you, you're going to be in Vegas in order to kind of meet people and shake hands?
We are going to be in Vegas. We've got a booth there. It's going to be actually on the PBX side. Again, this is, we're targeting both audiences. Mostly the magazine's still going to be geared towards DJs, but a good 30% chunk is probably going to be, you know, photo booth related. We want to, you know, we recognize that most DJs, or a lot of DJs have photo booths, have production, have lighting. So we're going to kind of move to add those to the fold. You know, we had some of the lighting in the past, and, you know, really want to add in some more of the newer technology. We haven't had a print product, obviously, in about 5 years, and the magazine hasn't been around at all in any format for the last three. So we'll be in Vegas. We'll be at the booth there. And then we're also going to have a little VIP gathering. We'll be raffling off some tickets to that. It's after the show on Wednesday, the 22nd. So after 5 o'clock, so from 5 to 7, actually 5 to 6:30. We're billing it from 5 to 6:30 because the poker tournament starts at 6:30 to 7. Cards in the air at 7 if you want to play poker. But, you know, more details to come on the website and in social.
Fantastic. I appreciate your time, Jason. This is really exciting. And I look forward to getting my first magazine I could open up, hold, and read. So good luck with that. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you very soon.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks to all your listeners and readers of your blogs. And thank you all for the support, too, as well.
We'll see you in Vegas, my friend.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.